By bending the elbow across the fulcrum of your hips, you're subjecting the weak joint to the leverage of two strong forces. The pull of your thighs on his shoulder and your hands on his wrists. As little as 1,000 pounds of force can be enough to destroy the elbow. The leverage of the armbar can supply much more than that. The throw works just like a crowbar, where your leg is the lever and your hip is the fulcrum. The trick is positioning your body in just the right place. If you're just an inch off the placement of your thigh and hip, the amount of energy needed to throw an opponent can more than double. But performed correctly, Uchimata requires almost no energy, yet it can deliver up to 5,000 pounds of force. If it weren't for the mat, a throw like Uchimata would be enough to cause serious injury or even paralysis.
You use the strength of your legs to maintain your dominant position while you secure the choke. Just a few pounds of pressure on the collar of his gi is enough to reduce the blood flow to the brain to a trickle and end the match. Hold this move for 10 seconds and the fighter will black out. Hold it just a bit longer and he's dead.
The sacrifice throw is a simple lesson in conservation of energy. The stronger the opponent attacks, the further he gets thrown. It works like a catapult, where your opponent's momentum supplies the counterweight. The faster he's going, the further he's going to fly, and the harder he's going to land.